Yeah, said Neville. That's how I got this one. He pointed at a particularly deep gash in his cheek. I refuse to do it. Some people are into it, though. Crab and Goyle love it. First time they've ever been topping anything, I expect. Alecto, Amicus's sister, teaches Muggle studies, which is compulsory for everyone. We've all got to listen to her explain how Muggles are like animals, stupid and dirty, and how they drove wizards into hiding by being vicious toward them, and how the natural order is being re-established. I got this one, he indicated another slash to his face, for asking her how much Muggle blood she and her brother have got. Blimey, Neville, said Ron. There's a time and a place for getting a smart mouth. You didn't hear her, said Neville. You wouldn't have stood it either. The thing is, it helps when people stand up to them. It gives everyone hope. I used to notice that when you did it, Harry. But they've used you as a knife sharpener, said Ron, wincing slightly as they passed a lamp, and Neville's injuries were thrown into even greater relief. Neville shrugged. Doesn't matter. They don't want to spill too much pure blood, so they'll torture us a bit if we're mouthy, but they won't actually kill us. Harry did not know what was worse, the things that Neville was saying, or the matter-of-fact tone in which he said them. The only people in real danger are the ones whose friends and relatives on the outside are giving trouble. They get taken hostage. Old Zeno Lovegood was getting a bit too outspoken in the Quibbler, so they dragged Luna off the train on the way back for Christmas. Neville, she's all right. We've seen her. Yeah, I know. She managed to get a message to me. From his pocket he pulled a golden coin, and Harry recognized it as one of the fake galleons that Dumbledore's army had used to send one another messages. These have been great, said Neville, beaming at Hermione. The Carrows never rumbled how we were communicating. It drove them mad. We used to sneak out at night and put graffiti on the walls. Dumbledore's army, still recruiting. Stuff like that. Snape hated it. You used to? Said Harry, who had noticed the past tense. Well, it got more difficult as time went on, said Neville. We lost Luna at Christmas, and Ginny never came back after Easter, and the three of us were sort of the leaders. The Carrows seemed to know I was behind a lot of it, so they started coming down on me hard. And then Michael Corner went and got caught releasing a first year they'd chained up, and they tortured him pretty badly. That scared people off. No kidding, muttered Ron, as the passage began to slope upward. Yeah, well, I couldn't ask people to go through what Michael did, so we dropped those kinds of stunts. But we were still fighting, doing underground stuff, right up until a couple of weeks ago. That's when they decided there was only one way to stop me, I suppose. And they went for Gran.
They what?
Said Harry, Ron and Hermione together. Yeah, said Neville, panting a little now, because the passage was climbing so steeply. Well, you can see their thinking. It had worked really well, kidnapping kids to force their relatives to behave. I suppose it was only a matter of time before they did it the other way around. Thing was, he faced them, and Harry was astonished to see that he was grinning. They bit off a bit more than they could chew with Gran. Little old witch living alone. They probably thought they didn't need to send anyone particularly powerful. Anyway, Neville laughed. Dawlish is still in St. Mungo's, and Gran's on the run. She sent me a letter. He clapped a hand to the breast pocket of his robes, telling me she was proud of me, that I'm my parents' son, and to keep it up.
Cool, said Ron.
Yeah, said Neville happily. Only thing was, once they realized they had no hold over me, they decided Hogwarts could do without me after all. I don't know whether they were planning to kill me or send me to Azkaban. Either way, I knew it was time to disappear. But, said Ron, looking thoroughly confused, aren't we heading straight back into Hogwarts?
Course, said Neville. You'll see. We're here.